So dear students of MSc class 4 semester School of Studies in Microbiology, today we will discuss about the E. coli food poisoning or Escherichia food poisoning. So as you know that E. coli, which is Escherichia coli, is a type of bacteria that normally lives in our intestine. It's also found in the gut of some other animals as well. Most of the E. coli are harmless and even help keep your digestive tract healthy. But some of the strain can cause diarrhea if you eat contaminated food or drink salt water with them. So while many of us associated with the E. coli food poisoning, so we can also get pneumonia and urinary tract infection from different type of bacteria. In fact, 75% to 95% of the UTI infection are caused by E. coli. Some of the strain of the E. coli make you sick by making a toxin, by liberating a toxin which is called Shiga toxin, Shiga, Shiga toxin. This toxin damages the linings of our intestinal tract, and this strain of E. coli that make the toxin are sometimes called STEC, which is short for Shiga toxin producing E. coli, STEC. Or one of the most dangerous strain in which in this is O157:H7 strain, जिसे बोलते हैं, वो सबसे ज़्यादा dangerous strain होता है, that can make you very sick. And it cause abdominal cramps, vomiting and bloody diarrhea also. So it is the leading cause of acute kidney failure in the children, and it can also cause life-threatening symptoms such as adult kidney failure, fever, bleeding, confusion and seizures. Seizure means मतलब जो अचानक से attack पड़ता है, दौरा जो पड़ता है, उसे बोलते हैं seizure. So you should get emergency help if you feel any of these symptoms. So the poisoning associated with the STEC, yani Shiga toxin producing E. coli strain, is initially self-limiting, but it may also lead to a life-threatening disease, including hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is also called HUS, especially in young children and the elderly. STEC strain is a heat sensitive. In preparing food at home, be sure to follow basic food hygiene practices such as cook thoroughly. So this STEC strain of E. coli transmitted to the human primarily through consumption of contaminated food such as raw and undercooked ground meat products, raw milk and contaminated raw vegetables and sprouts. STEC produces toxin known as Shiga toxin because of their similarity to the toxin produced by Shigella dysentery. Shigella dysentery जो produce करता है toxin, उसकी जैसी इसकी मतलब उसकी जैसी इसकी property होती है, इसलिए इसे Shiga toxin नाम दिया. STEC can grow in temperature ranging from 7 degree centigrade to 50 degree centigrade with an optimum temperature of 37 degree centigrade. Some of the STEC strain can grow in acidic food down to a pH of 4.4 even, and in foods with a maximum water activity of 0.95. So STEC is destroyed by through cooking of food until all parts reach at temperature of minimum 70 degree centigrade or higher. E. coli 0157 H7 strain is the most important HSTEC serotype in relation to public health. However, other serotypes have frequently been involved in sporadic cases and outbreaks. So now, symptoms. Symptoms of this disease caused by STEC include abdominal cramps and diarrhea. In some time, these cases may progress to bloody diarrhea, which is also called hemorrhagic colitis. Fever and vomiting may also occur. The incubation period of this disease can range from 3 to 8 days with a median of 3 to 4 days. And most of the patients recover within 10 days. 10 days ke andar zyadatar patients recover ho jate hain. But in a small proportion of the patient, particularly young children and the elderly, the infection may lead to a life-threatening disease such as I already told you about HUS, hemolytic uremic syndrome. This HUS is characterized by acute renal failure, hemolytic anemia, and thrombocytopenia. It means low blood platelets count. It is also estimated that up to 10% of the patients suffered with STEC infection may develop HUS, with a case fatality rate ranging from 3 to 5%. Overall, HUS, yani hemolytic uremic syndrome, is most common cause of acute renal failure in the young children. It can also cause neurological complications such as seizure, strokes, and coma in 25% of the HUS patient, and chronic renal sequelae, usually mild in condition, in around 50% of the survivor. Yani 10% case mein yeh HUS develop kar sakta hai, E. coli ka infection, jiski fatality rate 3 to 5% ho sakti hai. Iske alawa yeh 25% cases mein neurological complication create kar sakta hai. Patients infected with this bacteria who experience bloody diarrhea or severe abdominal cramps should seek medical care. Antibiotics are not part of the treatment of the patient with STEC disease and may possibly increase the risk of subsequent HUS. Now, the sources and transmission of this disease. The most available information on STEC related to serotype 0157H7, since it is easily differentiated biochemically from other strain of E. coli. Iske jo main jo reservoir hote hain, cattle hote hain. In addition, other ruminants such as sheep, goat, deer are also considered a significant reservoir, while other animal like pig, horses, rabbit, dog, cats, and birds like chickens have also been found infected. E. coli strain of 0157H7 is transmitted to human primarily through consumption of contaminated food, as already discussed. Like raw and undercooked meat product and raw milk. Other than this, fecal contamination of water and foods, as well as cross contamination during food preparation, will also lead infection of this bacteria. Examples of food implicated in outbreak of E. coli 0157H7, actually it is 0157H7, include undercooked hamburger, dried curd, salami, unpasteurized fresh pressed apple cider, yogurt, and cheese made from raw milk. Actually, this strain is O, not 0, or 0157 colon or ratio H7 strain. So, This strain of E. coli can also be isolated from the bodies of water like ponds and streams, wells and water troughs, and has been found to survive for a month in manure and water trough sediments. Waterborne transmission has been reported both from contaminated drinking water and from recreational waters. मतलब कि जो वाटर पार्क्स वगैरह में जो वाटर होता है उसके थ्रू पर्सन टू पर्सन कॉन्टैक्ट इज एन इम्पॉर्टेंट मोड ऑफ ट्रांसमिशन थ्रू ओरल फीकल रूट्स एंड एसिम्प्टोमेटिक कैरियर स्टेट हैज ऑल्सो बीन रिपोर्टेड वेयर इंडिविजुअल शो नो क्लिनिकल साइंस ऑफ दिस डिसीज बट आर कैपेबल ऑफ इन्फेक्टिंग अदर पीपल्स द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ एक्सक्रिएशन ऑफ एसटीईसी इज अबाउट 1 week or less in the adults, but can be longer in the children. Visiting farm and other venues where the general public might come into the direct contact with the farm animals has also been identified as an important risk factor for STEC infection. So now, prevention. Prevention of infection requires control measure at all the stage of the food chain, from agriculture production on the farm to processing, manufacturing, as well as preparation of the food in the both commercial establishment and household kitchens. Industry mein jo good hygiene hai, that we can maintain by cleaning all the instrument properly or by using gloves or caps during the preparation of food. Education in hygienic handling of the food for worker at farms and those involved in food production is essential to keep microbiological contamination to a minimum range. इसके other than this kitchen के अंदर इसको इसके prevention के लिए आप और जो बाकी के जो फूड पॉइजनिंग को अवॉइड करने वाले सेफ्टी जो मेजर्स हैं दैट यू कैन यूज लाइक कीप योर किचन क्लीन सेपरेट रॉ एंड कुक सेपरेट कुकिंग ऑफ रॉ मटेरियल कुकिंग थोरोली एट पर्टिकुलर टेम्परेचर कीप फूड एट सेफ टेम्परेचर यूज सेफ वाटर एंड रॉ मटेरियल्स सो स्टूडेंट्स This is all about the Escherichia food poisoning, जिसके अंदर हमने main जो discuss किया है वो है कि इसका जो सबसे important strain होता है Escherichia coli का वो है O157:H7 strain जो सबसे ज़्यादा food poisoning के लिए responsible है सबसे pathogenic strain है इसके अलावा जो इसका strain है इसे हम HTEC बोलते हैं Escherichia toxin producing E. coli ये इसका जो इन्फेक्शन होता है वो रॉ मटेरियल मिल्क चीज़ और अनकुक मीट से रिलेटेड होता है जिसे हम अपनी किचन को क्लीन रख के और सैनिटाइजेशन कंडीशन प्रोवाइड करके इसके ट्रांसमिशन को रोक सकते हैं इसमें जो मेजर सिम्टम है वो बताए थे कि उसके अंदर जो क्रैम्स होते हैं एब्डोमिनल क्रैम्स और डायरिया मेजर सिम्टम होते हैं इसके अलावा HUS क्रिएट कर सकता है जिसके कारण रीनल फेलियर हो सकता है चिल्ड्रंस में और चिल्ड्रंस जो होते हैं वो उसके लिए हाईली ससेप्टेबल होते हैं इसका जो इंक्यूबेशन पीरियड होता है डिसीज़ का वो 3 से 8 दिन होता है और ये सब इसके अंदर पढ़ना है सो इफ़ यू हैव एनी डाउट रिगार्डिंग दिस टॉपिक यू कैन डायरेक्टली कॉन्टैक्ट मी ऑन माई व्हाट्सएप नंबर थैंक यू